Hi, I'm Art Kaplan, and I'm at the NYU School of Medicine, head of the Division of Medical Ethics. There's a big rage these days to get more and more information about genetics to patients, and many, many companies are offering services. You can see them advertised on television, hear about it on the radio, you can find them on social media saying, send us your spit in a cup and we'll send you back a genetic analysis of your risk factors for disease. Sometimes they offer information about ancestry. I've even seen companies that say they can match people up as potential mates by looking at their DNA, which I think is somewhere between fraudulent and really ridiculous. And there are even companies too who say, we'll put you on the right diet for your genome, which might happen someday, but I think is a little premature right now. But in any event, more and more companies are offering services that say, we'll give you health information. And the FDA has started to approve some of those tests. I'm worried about that because I think when you get risk factor information about very, very serious diseases like Alzheimer's or Parkinsonism, I still believe, even when patients say they can handle that, that they need help. They need counseling. They need at least the opportunity of support. In other words, I don't think we should be doing genetic testing without offering competent counseling. Now, sometimes counseling can come from their physician, if they have one, if they're going to go to one, although some people just get the genetic test sent to them and look at the printout. Sometimes the physician isn't completely comfortable interpreting the genetic test results that come back. There may even be issues about accuracy and about the need to confirm what an initial screening test might say that comes in from a direct-to-consumer company. But more to the point, if I have a question, what does it mean that I'm at twice the risk of Parkinson's disease? Is that something I really need to reorient my life over? Or is it kind of a tiny risk that's just a little bit bigger than other people face? If I'm going to face Alzheimer's, is there anything that can be done? What sorts of medications and treatments are out there for me? What does it mean for my relatives? If I test positive, are other biological relatives of mine also likely to be at increased risk? Do I have to tell them, or should I tell them that I got tested and they better get tested too? There are a number of questions that come up, and it's one thing to say I can deal with the results of a test, finding out that I have greater risk, but then there are all sorts of other questions. What does it mean for my insurance? What does it mean for my chances at life insurance? Do I have to tell my employer that I did this test and I got a result? And on they go. Okay, maybe not everybody wants that counseling, but my view is it better be available. Should it be available in person? Well, I think these companies that are starting to do these tests should say, if you want counseling about the test, you can go X, Y, or Z, and competent people, counselors, physicians, pharmacists, whoever, are there who can help you interpret and understand what the next steps might be if you're concerned about a risk. Certainly websites could do that and give a lot of information that people might want to follow up on when they get test results. But to just argue that people can get the results and they'll manage, that seems to me to be a very optimistic and potentially dangerous situation. I don't think that's the way to introduce the world of genetics into healthcare. I'm Art Kaplan at the Division of Medical Ethics at NYU. Thanks for watching.